Free Talk Live. It is the Friday edition. We kick off hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hear the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything on the site is totally free. So earlier this week, when we returned from our trip to New Hampshire, when I say returned, I mean we returned to the airwaves. We're now permanently in New Hampshire. We related a little story about what happened when we arrived, and it involved some bad tenants and a house being trashed. And the tenants in question were teenagers. They were probably no older than 19, definitely no older than 20.
Okay.
At least that's how I approached it.
They might have been 20, 21, something like that.
I don't know. They seemed really young. Anyway, there's been a study done now. The BBC reporting that now we know why the surly teenager storms off in a huff after being told to tidy their bedroom. So this may actually be an explanation, Mark, as to why teenagers are just lousy in general. Again, there are exceptions to this rule. But I think a lot of parents are frustrated by dealing with their teens, frustrated with the angry attitudes of the teens, and wonder why it is that they just can't get it together.
It does seem like teenagers have the, society gives them a pass on being emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is.
Well, it's been suggested that it's the hormones, right? The raging hormones that is causing all of it. But that might not be the only factor. In fact, according to the BBC, adolescents do not put the part of their brain that considers others' feelings to use, according to scientists. Hmm. It seems our neural decision-making processes mature quite slowly, and researchers think this might help to explain typical teenage behavior. The adolescent brain undergoes massive changes and doesn't reach maturity until 20 or even 30 years old. Details of the study were reported at the British Association's Science Festival. Quote, the brain is pre-programmed to undergo massive changes during adolescence, according to Dr. Blakemore from the University College of London. She and her team used a sophisticated fMRI scanner to measure the brain activity of teenagers between 11 and 17 and compared them to young adults between 21 and 37. The fMRI technique measures blood flow in different brain areas and can identify hotspots where a lot of activity is taking place. The volunteers were asked to think about what they would do in certain situations that involved their own actions. For example, the researchers might say, you want to go to the cinema. Do you look at the newspaper? When thinking about what they would do, both age groups used the same neural pathway, but different parts of the pathway were most active in the two groups.
Okay.
Adults used a brain area towards the front of that pathway, called the medial prefrontal cortex, to come up with their answers, while adolescents showed more brain activity in the superior temporal sulcus, which is an area at the rear. So two totally different areas of the brain used to generate answers.
But the neural pathway, they said, was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The superior temporal sulcus is usually used in making simple actions or watching other people make actions, says Dr. Blakemore. We think adolescents are performing this task by simply thinking about the action they're going to take. The part of the brain that the adults are using more is involved in much higher level thinking, such as thinking about the consequences of your actions in terms of other people's emotions and feelings. As a control, the study subjects were asked questions that did not involve their own actions, such as, it's been raining hard. Does the ground get warmer? These questions activated brain networks in a similar way in both groups. The new research shows that hormones may not be fully to blame for typical teenage behavior. Teenage brains undergo large structural changes during adolescence and don't reach full maturity until at least 20, if not 30 years of age.
Are they claiming that that children younger than teens then do use a section of their brain to worry about what people, how their decisions affect other
people?
No,
that's not the claim they're making.
Okay.
They didn't test anybody under the age of 11.
All right, just checking that part out.
I'd guess that anyone under the age of 11 would probably have similar responses or maybe in a different area. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just not even... when you're under a certain age, you can't even grasp certain concepts.
Right.
There's a limitation to testing those people.
It... I don't know. It seems obvious to me that if I want to be happy in life, and that's really what all life is about. I mean, all your decisions, all the decisions that anyone makes, they make in order to make themselves feel better.
Okay.
I don't know about happiness, but trying to make themselves feel better.
Okay.
And the way to do that is to make other people happy. There's certainly people out there in life that are going to, you know, that are bad, and you should just remove yourself, extract yourself
Absolutely.
From situations with them. But the people that you do decide to be in situations with, you should treat well.
Totally.
Really well.
That's
like
one
the best you can.
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the secrets of life, I think, and that is that you treat people well, and in return, they're going to treat you well. Give others what they want, and in return, they'll give you what you want. So that's how I live my life.
Right.
It's why we do the show the
it's
way we
works.
Do it. That's how Free Talk Live got to where it is today. We're giving people a radio show they want to listen to, and in return, we hope that eventually they'll maybe join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com or buy some stuff at Amazon. But we're putting it out there. We're doing it for free. We've been doing this show for almost 4 years now, Mark, and rarely have we ever gotten a paycheck.
Certainly not in the early days.
Yeah. So, finally,
it's starting to happen now more.
Dr. Blakemore says, if you're making decisions about how you treat teenagers socially and legally, you need to take this new research into account. The brain of, for example, a typical 15-year-old boy is very much still developing. He's a very different person from himself at 25. His brain is very different. Now, I wonder if they have ever taken a similar study of, say, people under the age of 30... maybe adults from 20 to 30,
mm-hmm.
and compared them with adults from 60 to 70. I wonder what the differentiation would be there. Would they think in the exact same way? I doubt it. I mean, as time goes on, you get more experience, you become more mature, you
I'm not
internalize
so sure I agree
lessons
with that.
Better.
I think that somewhere around 30, you top out. Yeah.
Hmm.
That whole 60, 70, 80-year-old people are more mature, wiser. I don't go for that.
Well, they certainly have more experience.
That's the press, but that doesn't mean anything, really.
It's certainly possible that you could be an immature 60-year-old. I don't know enough of them to say I've met any.
I make plenty of mistakes that I've made before in life. I don't see that having, 35 years of experience.
Wait a minute. Experience and maturity don't mean that you won't make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to make mistakes. You're saying you just haven't learned from them and you keep making the same mistakes over and over?
I'm not saying that I make the same mistakes over and over, but I've certainly made some mistakes and I make them again. Life is, a series of mistakes, learning,
yes.
Learning and all that other stuff.
Absolutely.
You learn from them.
1-800-259-9231.
Good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment. You can't tell people crap.
I can say that. I don't know if it has to do with brain changes, perhaps more so than just experience and learning and just acquiring new knowledge and acting on it. Life vastly changes over a year's period of time. I mean, think about where we were a year ago.
Things certainly can change.
We're in a whole different
day by
location.
Day they don't, but they can over a year's time. That's
over
for sure.
A year's time, absolutely, and over a decade's time. I mean, there's no doubt that you're going to be a different person.
That's true,
especially from adolescence to your 20s, and that's why
decision making is going to change a great deal from a certain 30 to 40,
mm-hmm.
40 to 50. 50 to 60, I don't think your decision-making is going to change.
At that point, I don't know. I can't comment. But if you can,
30 to 60, perhaps.
If you're in your 60s, you're 35. So if somebody out there listening is in their 60s or 50s and you want to add in to this conversation, 1-800-259-9231. I had gotten an email recently from one of our younger listeners. He's 16, and he's talking about how he discovered libertarianism, and he felt essentially that he felt kind of all alone for a while, that sort of thing. And I really envy those guys, the younger set, who comes across the message of liberty, because I wish I had done that at that age. I wonder how I would have turned out today. Makes me wonder.
I don't know. I mean, you try a lot of things on when you're younger. And,
sure.
And you don't really, often you don't stick with one. You kind of morph and modify.
And you didn't find liberty until your 30s.
It's certainly not.
1-800-259-9231. So it's certainly never too late. More is on the way. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Osama bin Laden. He's back. Well, at least in Bush's dialogue. He's back. We'll bring you more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them free. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We're going to talk Osama here in a moment, but to the phones first. Let's talk to Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Vince. What's on your mind?
Listen, I wanted to, you know, you talked about some of the younger people, you know, constituting the loss of liberty and freedom in this country.
I was talking about how I was a little jealous of some of our younger listeners who've come across the message of freedom earlier than I did. That's all.
Uh-huh. But let me tell you, there's some major changes that are undergoing in basically in all, I would say, a great handful of states, about probably all 50, through their legislative and judicial conferences that they hold over the summers. And what they do, what I've got light of one here in Indiana, where they're changing part of the jury process.
Part of the jury process?
Yes, and how they get selected. And
okay.
They're suggesting blue ribbon panels and all
I
that.
I do love a blue ribbon panel.
Oh, yeah. But, how, you know, when it comes down to standards, how do you decide which, you know, what laws are then are you going to enforce?
I don't quite understand your question. What now?
When they set up a blue ribbon panel, they set up standards.
For jury selection.
For jury selection, but they also set up standards for law. You know, let's say I was involved in a, you know, say someone tried to assault me and I turn around and club them to death,
mm-hmm.
my bare hands. What would prevent the state from coming in and charging me with a crime?
Well, in a lot of states, nothing would prevent them. They would, in fact, do such a thing.
Yeah, I don't see what the I don't see what the blue ribbon panel has to do with any of this. I mean, these laws are already on the books.
I think we should have a lot less laws, and the ones that we do have, we should enforce the heck out of.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been trying to say since the mid-'80s, since Ronald Reagan, when he got elected. But,
yeah.
So you're saying that these blue ribbon panels are meeting to come up with even more laws to bring to the plate?
Bring to the plate and bringing more what you call standards. I mean, you know, I'll give you an example here. And it's all true in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
The act of child molestation is not considered a violent crime.
What?
Or child rape is not considered a violent crime.
You're saying that's what the blue ribbon panels have said?
No, this is actually a law in Indiana.
Mm.
Because, see, in 1996, they passed that ominous, whatever, the federal legislature, the House of Representatives and the Senate, and Bill Clinton agreed to, they passed that big law where they said that part of the federal crime monies that they pass on to states, that they have to charge people. They say if they kill somebody, even in defense, they have to charge them.
Yeah, well, that's shock. We've seen stories like this where somebody kills in self-defense or harms someone else in self-defense, and then they bring charges back on him, and he's lucky to avoid jail time afterwards.
And usually he loses a great deal of his wealth and fortune just trying to fight off the authorities.
I have a neighbor here about five houses down where he fought. I mean, he won a not guilty verdict. The guy tried to carjack him. And
wow.
He pulled out his pistol and shot both the carjackers. And
dead?
I mean, unfortunately, he killed them, but...
He shot him dead?
Huh?
He shot him dead?
Shot him dead.
Okay. Excellent. Vince, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What is it that they say? I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6?
It is better.
Yeah.
I don't think that in that circumstances, it seems to me like the police officers would have been able to say... These guys are carjackers. I mean, you never know.
He did say he won.
Yep.
But still,
it's a lot of money.
How much time does this take? How much effort does it take?
The state is the one who he fought against, and that's the problem. The state has unlimited access to money because they just make us pay for it, whereas he has to pay for everything.
Sure.
And then once this is the criminal case is over... I mean, does the state compensate you for your time?
Of course not.
No, nothing like that. So you're just... out of luck.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's a shame that this guy basically was driving along. Two guys tried to jump him. He smoked him. As far as I'm concerned,
he should have.
They deserve it, and I don't feel bad at all.
Nope.
Do I think that somebody can do something bad in their life, like carjacking, and then go on to do good things beyond that? Sure, I do.
But at that moment, they were depriving him of his property, which is something that he spent his life working on. So essentially, it's an extension of his person.
Right.
And at that moment, he absolutely has the right to defend himself.
I believe the same thing.
And it's worse in states. Vince was calling from Indiana. It's worse in more liberal states, if you will. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a better word, more anti-gun states like California, New York, where, I mean, if you even have a gun, let alone use one in self-defense,
right,
you're going to be crucified.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody that thinks self-defense is an important thing in life, you probably should get out of those states.
And the evidence is that states with higher gun ownership have less crime.
It's undeniable.
Yeah.
It really is. 1-800...
I mean, if you want violence to go away, having guns around is the way to have that happen.
800-259-9231. They say an armed society is a polite society. I like that cliche.
You know, there's not going to be a lot going on if everybody's carrying a pistol on their hip.
Well, and another thing about carrying weapons is it'll help protect you from any sort of terrorist attack. I mean, not any sort of terrorist. Obviously, if there's a bomb planted, your weapon's not going to help you. But if there's somebody taking over an airplane or something, if you've got arms, then you might be able to defend yourself a little bit more effectively. Unfortunately, that's one place where we can't carry any weapons. In fact, you've got something about airports here in a bit, but let's talk about the terrorists. Osama bin Laden, he's back, apparently, according to George Bush.
This is from Think Progress. It's written by Ron Barnett. I don't like to use the articles that the Democrats put out there in order to hit the Republicans or anything like that, but some of them are good, and I think that this one makes some good points.
Okay.
A new hard-hitting video released today by the Democratic National Committee slams Bush's newfound interest in Osama bin Laden on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, 2 months before the elections, after years of hardly mentioning the al-Qaeda leader. Didn't he say...
He blew him off a long time ago.
It's been
ago.
A couple of years. He said, I don't care about Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, he essentially just shoved him to the side.
Yep, doesn't matter to him.
Now it's Iraq.
Yeah, let's go after Iraq that's really threatening the American people. You know? I mean, Osama bin Laden's responsible, so we're told, for three airplanes hitting buildings in the United States of America, killing 3,000 Americans mm-hmm. on September 11th. Was Iraq responsible? How many Americans had Iraq killed in the last 10 years?
Zero.
Yeah. Okay, the video shows the Bush administration's willingness to use fear and smear tactics to gain political advantage in a tough election year, according to a DNC press release, and I'm sure that they're not biased at all. Specifically,
as though they don't use smear tactics on the other
right.
side.
Specifically, after years of hardly mentioning Osama bin Laden, saying that he wasn't concerned about him and closing down the CIA office charged with his capture,
yeah.
President Bush seems to have found a new interest, citing the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks 17 different times in a speech this week.
It's time to start scaring people again is what it is. Yep. It's election time, got to scare the people so you can tell them that Republicans are the answer, when, of course, neither of them are the answer, but we'll get more into it. 800-259-9231, your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 125,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. It is all totally free, and there's lots of stuff being discussed there, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a little politically independent common sense? Download the show hosted by a man referred to once as Michael Moore and Ann Coulter's Love Child. Loud, fast, and smart is a show already popular with many FTL fans. Common Sense with Dan Carlin. You can get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
All right, so we're talking to Osama bin Laden. We'll get back to him, but first we're going to the phones. This is the show about your calls. To David in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David, doing great. What's up?
I was just wanting to call and talk about your last caller that was saying about the carjacker that had been shot. I'm a concealed handgun instructor here in Texas, and we usually tell people in class that unless you have $50,000 or that piece of property is not worth more than $50,000, let them have it.
Really?
Because that's about the average it's going to take to prove that you were right in shooting that person.
Really? Man, it's a shame that our country's diminished to the fact that in order to defend property, it has to be property worth $50,000. You have to own something that's worth $50,000 in order to be able to defend it.
To prove you were right.
I mean, that's
now,
just
isn't
wrong.
It possible, David, to defend oneself? You don't necessarily have to hire an attorney, do you?
Not necessarily. You could, it will go to the grand jury and more than likely will be no-billed, but usually not.
What does a no-build mean? What does that mean?
No-build means the grand jury decides there's not enough proof to put you through a trial.
Okay.
You actually were justified and defending yourself.
So where does the makes up the $50,000 charge? Obviously, a lot of attorney's fees and that sort of thing, but what else is factored in there?
Mostly just attorney's fees.
Okay.
And court costs.
I see. Well, court
costs.
And
in the end, more than likely, you'll prove that you were justified in using deadly force, but it's going to cost you $50,000 to prove that you were correct.
Well, okay, if you hire an attorney, otherwise it may be a little more difficult. I mean, you're probably more likely to succeed if you hire an attorney. If you don't, then you could be possibly charged with, could they charge you with murder for doing that? I mean, what would be the charge that they would lay on you?
Probably endangerment or neglect, negligent homicide.
Hmm.
We did have one case.
Negligent homicide.
We did have one case.
Go ahead.
Where a guy shot someone that was trying to rob him, came up behind him with an object that wasn't a gun, stuck it in his bag, told him to give him the money. The guy turned around and shot him. It ended up being a lighter.
It doesn't matter to me.
No, it doesn't. But when they took him to court for shooting this guy, they did not allow his past criminal record, and the police in the area knew this guy. He had been doing that for years. They didn't allow his past criminal record in, so the person that was attempting, that the guy tried to rob, is in prison right now.
You know,
it's
completely ridiculous. If that guy had walked into a bank and used that lighter inside of a coat and said, give me all the money, he would have been charged with armed robbery. He wouldn't have been charged with robbery. He would have been charged with armed robbery. So
correct.
As far as I'm concerned, that guy with the lighter had a gun. Because people, if they believe you have a gun, make
it's
decisions
gun.
Based on the fact that it's a gun.
But the government doesn't care. Hey, no. From the government's perspective, there was no gun found at the scene of the crime. The man had a lighter. Therefore, this was a homicide on the part of the man who was just defending himself.
Precisely.
Ugh. Now, would you recommend, like, if you get into a situation like this, let's say it's a dark alley, there's nobody else around, somebody comes up, sticks a lighter in your back, you turn around, shoot him, same exact situation, but let's presume there's no one around to witness it. Should you just leave?
No.
What should you do?
Call the police.
Why?
Because
when you know they're just going to charge you with a crime and throw you in jail, why bother? Why bother bringing attention to yourself? Why not just let them come after you?
With the state of forensics today, it's entirely possible that they're going to find out who you are anyway.
It's possible. But
but unlikely. Lots of murders go unsolved,
yeah,
man.
I would think that most murders are probably solved by police asking a series of questions. Who is this person's significant other? Have they had any fights with somebody recently? You know, those are the ways that most crimes are solved.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that forensics hasn't come a long way, but
us as concealed handgun carriers have been proven to be law-abiding citizens.
Oh, yeah.
In the first place. So the natural tendency for most of us is to go ahead and call the police. And
yeah, I totally understand the natural tendency, but it seems to me that the law at this point is not worth abiding by, because the law at this point is putting you in jeopardy if you continue to abide by it.
Right. Well, I don't agree with a lot of the laws.
Right.
But
very good. Well, David, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the advice.
Thanks for the call.
All right, y'all have a good.
Yes, you too, sir. 800-259-9231. I mean, if there's nobody else around, why bother calling the cops?
I don't know, man. I would definitely call the police. If you got a body involved.
Yeah, then you're going to jail. Then you're going to prison. That's a great idea. Then you're going to spend $50,000 trying to defend yourself, and if you fail, you're going to be locked up.
You know, if you
I'd rather take the risk.
Yeah, well, if I do run away, I'm guilty of murder.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
This other guy's guilty of murder, too.
No, he was guilty
homicide.
Of some kind of weird negligent homicide. You know, I'd rather sit in jail for a few years, and usually they get 5 years, 10 years, whatever, and they do just a portion of it, whatever that portion might be. I would rather sit in prison for that period of time and get out one day than have a murder charge and, you know, perhaps never get out.
But if there's nobody else around, I mean, what are the chances?
I don't know. Is it something that, I don't know.
If there's nobody to witness the crime.
What are the chances that you're actually going to get charged with a crime anyway if you use the gun in self-defense?
Apparently pretty darn good, because we keep seeing stories about it. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
I had no intention of calling tonight. I need to get to bed early because we got some activity going on in New Hampshire.
We've
got primaries. We have civil disobedience. We've got all kinds of good things going on.
Cool. So what's on your mind?
This made me so mad that I had to call.
All right.
the whole idea of charging someone with a crime for self-defense, isn't that kind of contradictory?
Sure it is.
Just to get to the bottom line.
But they want to fill, you see, you got to understand, John, they want to fill prisons. They want to fill prisons with warm bodies. And if you've defended yourself successfully against a violent criminal and you've killed them, at that point, they can't put the violent criminal in jail. So they want to put somebody in. It should be you, according to them.
Well, Ian, we once had a president that went out of office by saying, beware of the industrial, war, I forget what he called it.
Military-industrial complex.
Military-industrial. I think today that we have the prison-industrial complex.
You bet.
My point is, people, you need to check out Fully Informed Jury Association. That's FIJA.org. It's Fully Informed Juries. Do not hand over your fellow citizens to the prison system if they are nonviolent, if they have done nothing other than defend themselves, if they have only acted against some bureaucratic BS. Please, please never convict somebody for these things. You need to learn your rights as a juror. Some of us up here in New Hampshire, we talk about the, in the Fully Informed Jury movement, they talk about the four boxes, and they say one box is the your box that you can get up on and speak, and the other is in the election box. You can go into the ballot box, and the other is the jury box, and the other is the cartridge box. there are certain things in the revolution. We need to stop it before it gets to the cartridge box. And one of the things we can do to protect our fellow citizens is act as a juror. Please stand up for your fellow citizens. Become a juror and do not convict under this serious BS.
Don't listen to what
the
judge is going to tell you when you're sitting on a jury. He's going to tell you you have to judge the case based on the law and based on the facts that have been presented. He does not admit the truth, and he does not tell you that you as a juror have the right to judge the law itself. John, thank you, man. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Interesting side point on all this. If more people were actually sitting on juries that knew their rights as a juror, maybe we wouldn't be having these problems in the first place. It's not too late to start jury nullifying again.
People need to be educated on this subject.
More's on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Yeah.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, which, by the way, we've got the Free Talk Live store, and it is now open for business. In fact, it's been open for over a month at this point. The pre-order discount is still in effect. I think we're going to be taking that down at some point soon. It's just we've been so hectic up here in New Hampshire since the move. I have yet to really have a chance to meet with Johnson, who's in charge of the store, to really talk about this. So the pre-order discount is still in effect. Plus, there have been a couple changes that you need to know about. If you've been to the store already, there have been a few changes at store.freetalklive.com. Now we are offering the 6-disc DVD set in 2 3-disc parts. So you can get all 6 discs at once, or you can order season 1 as 3 discs or season 2 as 3 discs. So there's different ways that you can purchase that. There's also, the bowling shirts are now up to 6X in
size.
That's
a big old bowling shirt there.
Yeah, so you can order all the way up to 6X. That's by demand. People were asking for this, so we did that. And finally, one of the controversies about the store from the very beginning has been the fact that we started the store saying we're only going to offer UPS shipping because we didn't want to go with the Postal Service. I mean, we're Free Talk Live. I try to send as little money to any government agencies as I possibly can. However, we've received complaints from some people that say they want to buy stuff, but they don't want to pay $10 for shipping. Because fact is, it really doesn't matter what you're shipping. When you add in the cost of the packaging and all the other things, plus ground level shipping as well, you're going to be paying about $10 to ship anything anywhere in this country via UPS or FedEx. So people were complaining. So at this point, we've set up a poll. We want to find out, should we offer the Postal Service as a shipping option for Free Talk Live stuff? The poll is at poll.freetalklive.com if you want to go and vote in it. That's poll.freetalklive.com. Essentially, the idea is if we do offer Postal Service shipping, there will be no guarantees. If something arrives damaged, if something doesn't arrive at all, it's the Postal Service's fault, and you knew in advance by paying the cut rate, the taxpayer-subsidized rate, that you were taking risks. And we're going to make it very clear when you make the purchase. If you choose USPS, you're going to save a few bucks, but at the same time, you're taking a big risk. So we're not going to back up any of those purchases at that point. Does that make sense? Is that fair, Mark?
It seems like it to me. I often use government services, but I know what I'm dealing with when I do it.
Right. And when I get something in the mail and it's from the Postal Service delivery and it's been torn apart,
which has happened to me, I know there's nothing I can do about it. I know that calling the Postal Service is a total waste of time. And it's wrong for somebody to ask a company to make good on a Postal Service delivery because they couldn't insure their package. With USPS, with UPS or FedEx, there's automatic insurance attached to that.
Well, you can insure something sent through the USPS.
I don't think it works quite the same way.
I don't want to go through
trying to collect on that policy with the USPS. So anyway, we're offering that possibly as an option, but we're offering a poll first for you to vote in at poll.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can go and buy some stuff, like T-shirts and hats and the DVD sets at store.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Jorge in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I love you guys. You got the grudge.
We love you,
too. I wanted to say that sometimes when I call in, I feel like you guys hang up on me right away.
But, that's not true at all.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit. But I thought about it. It's because I usually do not stick to the topic. Like, I'll make some noises, and maybe I'll talk about something.
Well, last night you were
totally
being extra noisy.
Irrelevant. Yes, I am noisy.
It doesn't matter if it's irrelevant. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, Jorge.
Well,
you know that.
I thought
now.
I was
listening for years.
Yes, I understand. I'm great. Well, I thought I would try something a little different.
Right.
Talk about the topic that you were talking about the jury jails.
About the jury trials?
The jury jails, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, the other day, this is a quick story that's related. I was mowing my lawn, and I ran over a stick.
Oh, yes. Hate it when that happens.
Yes, it was a very big stick. And the lawnmower, it made a noise, and then it started smoking, and it just stopped working. So I went over to my neighbor's house, and I said, my lawnmower broke, so maybe I could borrow yours. Yes, mm-hmm. I did, and I finished my...
Hello? Jorge?
Yeah.
We didn't do that, man. Are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back. You said you finished your lawn. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, that was it.
That's the story? That's all you got? Come on, man. You got to come to the table with something better than that.
Well, I finished the lawn, and then I borrowed his weed whacker as well, and I finished up. That was it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jorge. Get out of here. 800-259-9231. Let's continue on this topic we started earlier. Osama bin Laden, George Bush, back once again pushing Osama bin Laden. You've got something from some Democrat website that's pointing out that apparently George Bush 2 years ago shoved Osama to the side. Oh, we're not going after him anymore.
It seems like it's been longer than that to me. But
we're not going after him anymore. He's no longer anything that we're interested in. We're interested in Iraq, stopping the weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, whatever their excuses were at that time. And now he's back. Apparently, in a recent speech, he mentioned Osama how many times? Like 17 times?
Different times in a speech this week.
All right, what else?
According to this guy, the deputy press secretary for the DNC, He told the article writer here that the video for now would be a web-only release. That's they're talking about this hard-hitting video from the Democratic National Committee and how they're going after George Bush and they're not leaving any prisoners regarding this Osama bin Laden issue. Of course, if the Democrats were in charge, we'd have Osama bin Laden in a jail cell somewhere in Quantico, you know?
No, actually, during the Clinton administration, he said he was going to go after Osama bin Laden and drop the ball on it.
Yeah,
so.
Didn't he blow up some building in Africa,
apparently, he was behind the coal bombing, allegedly.
Mm.
And allegedly, he was behind the World Trade Center in 1993 as well.
Well, I thought that was the blind guy.
I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
All right.
Well, so they didn't go after him when they had
the DNC, of course, is not going to use this. Has no plans to use this for any future fundraising purposes. Faced with tough prospects this November, the Bush administration seems to have found a new interest in making sure the American people remember Osama bin Laden, said DNC Press Secretary Paxton in the press release. What it actually reminds people is that 5 years after 9/11, Osama bin Laden is still on the loose, making videotapes and plotting against the American people because the Bush administration has failed to capture him. And I have to totally agree. Look, you know, this whole war on terror thing?
Mm-hmm.
You want to show me it's worth something? Go find Osama bin Laden. It makes me so angry that they say that this is the guy who did it, and they're not doing anything about it. I mean, we have this biggest, greatest military in the world, and they want to send them all over to kill all kinds of people. Get Osama bin Laden if you're going to do that.
Well, the military is not a police agency. They're not investigative. They're just an arm of destruction.
They have huge police agencies, too. They have these, how many different...
They have the military police.
How many different intelligence agencies are there out there? There's the NSA.
FBI, NSA,
CIA. There's the Defense Intelligence Agency. I mean, each one of these military branches seems to have their own, too. Why can't one of these organizations find Osama bin Laden? Why is Osama bin Laden so slippery? Because they don't care.
Well, CBS
News... in bed with them or something.
I think CBS News was able to find Osama bin Laden not too long ago. I don't remember if it was CBS for sure, but there was a report a while back, and it was years ago, three years ago, where one of their news correspondents managed to set up an interview with a guy.
Oh, jeez.
So if CBS can figure it out, you'd think that the CIA could, but I guess it's just another example of how government bureaucracies are totally inept.
They're not motivated to find him.
Maybe he's still on the CIA payroll.
I mean, 5 years after Osama bin Laden was responsible for killing 3,000 Americans, let's just fire the government and get a new one that can find Osama bin Laden.
But they can't.
I know they can't.
It doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans.
They're not motivated.
It doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans or Libertarians.
Because the Democrats or Republicans aren't doing anything. They aren't the ones that are going to be doing this.
Doing what?
Finding Osama bin Laden.
The employees, the bureaucrats.
It's these nonpartisan bureaucrats. I'm sure they're partisan.
The Democrats and the Republicans are the ones that promise. They are the ones that make promises about it. And, of course, there's no accountability. You can't hold these people to their promises. There's not going to be any punishment if they don't meet the promises. I mean, the worst punishment for them is that they don't get reelected. That's it. Then they go home, they retire to their plush mansions, and get hired out as consultants for political campaigns, go around, charge $100,000 for speaking engagements, and live a nice, lush life at your expense.
Yeah, once you've been in power and you've had a big title, you're valuable now. I mean, senators, ex-former senators, they're valuable. Presidents, certainly. People... You know, you've gotten your press, name in the press. People want to hear you speak.
So Bush has mentioned Osama's name 17 times in one speech. That, to me, says we're going to start hearing his name again.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see... I think I saw the other day that there was a new video that came out, right? That Al-Qaeda released an old video from right before September 11th where Osama was meeting with some of the hijackers, allegedly. And apparently they released this in celebration of September 11th. And so, once again, Osama is rearing his head. And once again, Bush has started to mention Osama. It's like it's time for elections.
It's like they're on the same team or something.
It's a fact that he was employed by the CIA. That's indisputable. More's on the way. Hour 2 coming up. Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.